There's been a backlash against the head of a Great Barrier Reef tourism group after he was quoted criticising reef experts and suggesting some science funding be cut. The comments published in a Queensland newspaper accused scientists of making unsubstantiated claims about climate change that damaged reef tourism. But members of the tourism, science and conservation communities have called the statements absurd and stupid. George Roberts reports.
While diving on the Great Barrier Reef over the past 54 years, Dr. Charlie Verons discovered 20% of the world's corals. He can't believe scientists are being blamed for explaining what's threatening the reef's survival.
To try and deny the whole thing is just... Well, I thought we'd moved on past that. I didn't think anyone did this now.
Let alone writing to federal government ministers asking for climate science funding to be cut.
That is a jaw-droppingly stupid thing to do. That anybody would prefer to not have science investigate something that is purely a scientific matter and try to stop scientists from helping, that is just an absurdity.
Last week, an international study published in the respected Science Journal warned time is running out to protect reefs from coral bleaching caused by global ocean warming. In response, comments by the head of the Association of Marine Park Tourism Operators, or AMPTO, were published in Brisbane's Courier Mail. They quote the AMPTO chief, Cole McKenzie, as saying,
"Why are they so anti-tourism? These boffins who make emotive outbursts and push unsubstantiated claims about climate change down our throat have done enormous damage to the tourism industry and their funding should be stopped. All they are worried about is where the next research grant dollar is coming from."
The paper also quoted him debunking the findings of scientists that large swathes of the reef had been affected by coral bleaching.
"It turned out to be totally inaccurate. We've seen positive signs of healthy recovery and vibrant corals along the length of the reef."
Cole McKenzie told ABC's regional division that his comments were not made as the head of AMPTO and they only related to a particular scientist who is considered by the scientific community as Australia's leading coral expert. Mr. McKenzie also reportedly wrote to federal government ministers demanding the scientist receive no funding. Lindsay Simpson is a Whitsunday's sailing tour operator. She says the effects of ocean warming on the reef can't be ignored.
"The last thing anybody wants is to see back-to-back bleaching that we've just seen and to see water temperatures rising to the extent that they have. We don't want that to be the truth, but the fact is everyone is seeing it."
Dr. Charlie Verons again.
"We all feel terribly sorry for the tourist industry and the tourist industry really have to decide whether they're going to be part of the problem or part of a solution."
Lindsay Simpson is one of many tourism operators urging others to address the issue.
"I do think being honest is a very good part of it, and I know there's a lot of people out there that have come all the way across the world to see this magnificent fringing reef that we take them to. They would rather be treated as sensible, intelligent people."
The head of the Australian Conservation Foundation is Kelly O'Shaughnessy.
"It is very clear coral scientists around the world, and particularly on the Great Barrier Reef, are extremely worried about global warming. But on the Great Barrier Reef, the science is clear. 2 years in a row, we've seen bleaching. And that is unfortunately and very sadly, slowly killing the reef. We can actually solve this problem, but it does mean we have to get onto clean energy very, very fast."
The Australian Conservation Foundation's Kelly O'Shaughnessy ending that report from George Roberts. And Saturday AM attempted to contact Cole McKenzie for comment, but we didn't receive a response.